you say, let's go. I like your flow, keeping you on repeat.
Hey guys, welcome to episode one of Up in Indie. I'm your host, Coco Dinsky, and I started this podcast to showcase the up-and-coming of the music, film, and entertainment world through a series of interviews. Today we are interviewing Zessie, an artist, writer, producer, actress, literally anything you can think of. She has a whole branding of metallics and great energy and is such a great performer. You can check out her on all streaming platforms. It's Zessie, spelled Z-E-S-I. Her song is actually playing right now in the background and it's called Interchange if you want to look that up. And before listening, make sure to follow my Instagram to get more updates on the episodes to come. My handle is coco.dinsky, spelled K-O-K-O dot D-Y-N-S-K-I. Now, without further ado, here's Zessie. Hey guys, this is the podcast. Don't know what I'm going to name it yet, but today we have
Zessie.
And she's an artist at Berkeley. She's great. I've seen her shows. She's very energetic and always has. I love how you have background dancers. Like, a lot of people don't have that. So it's like.
It was in a basement show, too. Like,
there wasn't any room. Okay, anyway. So this is Zessie. So we're going to get started. If the camera cuts out, then I guess we'll just have to roll with the audio for the first podcast, I guess. Okay. So starting out, how did you get started with music? Like, what was your like very beginning?
Okay, so I was in elementary school and my teacher was like, you know what? You need to like break out, you know, because I was kind of like very hidden. And then she says, try the drama club. And then I did theater. I did theater for 9 years. So you can just, you know.
9 years? She doesn't want to tell anybody.
I slander on theater kids all the time. So I can't like whatever. I was a kid in theater.
Okay.
I was a kid in theater. Okay.
There's definitely a difference.
There's a difference.
No,
because there's like theater
fair.
Kids that make it their whole personality. And like,
And
then later I was songwriting since I was 12. I'd always make beats and freestyles when I was a kid. And then I realized, oh wait, I like music. And then
what DAW did you use when you were little?
I used GarageBand starting.
Okay.
And then I got training in music production with Guillermo Badala with Pro Tools.
Oh, okay. Who is that? Like, how did you? I don't know.
Whoa. Sorry.
Keep going.
So I was like, I am done with theater. I don't want to do this anymore. And then I started songwriting more and I found this academy. So Guillermo Dalla, he works for like, he wrote music for Shakira, Marc Anthony. He wrote for like, he played bass for Bruno Mars and Meghan Trainor and all this stuff. And he's a crazy producer. And I went there and I was like, hey, and I started taking music production lessons. And then during those music production lessons, I wrote a song. And then he's like, wait, let's not do his lessons anymore. Let's make music. And that's what happened.
That's fun. Did he produce your first stuff?
Yes, I got co-produced, but he did everything.
Nice.
He produced the song and it was insane.
When was the first time you like released your first song?
Released my first song was 17.
Okay.
But I was in the studios when I was like 13, 14.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's so cool. Was it like weird having to like set up like DistroKid and all that? Like, was it hard? Did he help you?
He helped assist me because I signed up with ASCAP and all that stuff. You know,
would you consider him like your biggest mentor?
Yeah, he's my mentor for sure. Okay, 100%. I will go back every summer just because their academy's Let It Beat Academy, and from Miami, it's the best thing in the world. And he gave me crazy opportunities. In the Latin industry, it's like Juanes and Carlos Vives. I don't know if you know that.
I don't know anything about any. Yeah, yeah.
But Juanes, Carlos Vives, and all these famous artists in Latin industry helped me like be the artist, the new artist, opening like artist sessions. It was really cool.
That's so fun.
And and all the professors are amazing. One of the professors, they were able to put me on the Amazon Prime series to sing a cover for one of this like new one that came out. Like they're. Let It Be is just magic world. It's just like, and also I did Aerie Stage Company. I'm not gonna forget them.
Okay.
Insane the opportunities, and I am who I am because of them. 100%.
Oh, that's so good. Okay. So what was the first song you wrote, and like what was it about? Was it with him?
No, I was 13.
Okay.
12, right, 13.
You said that you grew up writing. Okay.
I wrote a song called You Are My Peter Pan Girl.
Everybody remembers their first song they wrote.
Yeah,
it was, I love it.
It was nothing, but I did, well actually no, it was I was in the Aerie Stage Company, and I was supposed to do this recital with this guy called John Secada. He's like,
Latin
industry.
Okay.
And he was throwing a relief concert for Ecuador.
Okay.
Because there was an earthquake.
Yeah.
And they're like, you know what? I was singing Blue Skies, and then I showed them my Peter Pan song, and they're like, you know what?
The first song you wrote,
the
you performed
The first
it.
Song I performed with the whole professional band. That's and they arranged so it for me. I was like,
that's like, that's impressive. That's scary as fuck.
It's crazy. I was like, I just wrote my first song.
Yeah.
And they just made charts in less than a week. And I performed the whole band.
Nice.
Videography, everything.
Is that still up and like running? Like, can you?
Yes.
Okay.
It's not that great, the song.
Is this the one that you released when you were 17?
No,
this is before. Okay.
And then I wrote another song called Finally Loved. And then I started hitting studios with Haiga Studios in Miami.
Gotcha.
With Minerva, she helped me. Amazing. She helped with the Voice Kids and all that stuff.
Oh,
and
yeah.
She helped me get to studios when I was like 13, 14 years old.
Nice. That's fun. See. Have you ever gotten any harsh criticism? And like, how do you overcome that?
Oh, I love criticism.
You love it?
I'm like the opposite of a lot of people. Uh-huh. Like when I was a kid, I'm like, tell me I suck. Really? Tell me I suck. I need to get better.
Never heard that from anybody.
Yes, I know. It's weird, but I just needed it. I just like, my like teacher was like, you're not gonna make, you're gonna be a bad actress, whatever this. I was like, yes, yes.
And you're like, yeah,
yes,
fuck
yes,
you.
Yes. And then just got better. And like, they're like, oh wow, you did amazing. Like, yeah, I just need that.
Nice.
It's different.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people don't like criticism.
Yeah.
But it has to be smart criticism. Yeah. It can be
it has to be useful.
Useful.
And like, you can like, yeah. Okay.
It can be like, you suck and not back yourself up. Or
yeah.
Like stuff that makes no sense, you know?
What like characters did you play? Were you always like
the villains,
the bitch?
I was the villains and the crazy unhinged characters.
Okay.
I always played that. I played Ursula.
Okay.
In Little Mermaid.
What was like the hardest? I know you don't want to talk about your musical theater, but
it's
like,
fine. I would do it.
What was the hardest character that you had to play and like get in character for? Did you ever do like method acting or anything?
I'm like
just always angry.
Oh my god! I don't know why. Like I was such a calm kid, but I played so good at the villains. I was like, am I evil?
They were like, yeah, you look like a cunt. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
You're like 12. You're like, what the hell?
That's the bitch right there.
Yeah.
I did the witch. I did that. And then I played the stupid ones. I always just played nothing normal.
Okay.
I've never played the princesses.
Okay.
Nothing.
Did you ever want to play?
No.
Okay.
No. I was.
Yeah.
I did Little
that's
Mermaid.
That's boring.
Yeah,
like,
I know. Yeah. It was funny because like in line, all the kids that dressed like Ariel were all waiting for me. They're like, I was like, what? I was like, why are you waiting for me, man? Go
yeah.
for your princess.
Yeah, yeah.
But I wore like six-inch heels. It was crazy.
Oh, that's fun.
I was like 12 years old.
You like had no idea what you were doing.
No, but I felt cool. I was like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I still can't wear heels like at all.
Yeah.
I like fall over. Okay. What was your favorite and like, yeah. Okay. Let's start with favorite. Favorite like time performing at like Berklee or singing or whatever.
Yeah.
Only musical theater.
Oh, my favorite time performing. Honestly, my favorite thing it was a Wonderland show.
Wonderland?
The basement show. Okay. It was pretty overstimulating because everyone was in your
yeah.
face. But the energy was crazy. Like
yeah.
everyone was, I don't know. It was such a great.
Okay. Just for some like background information, Wonderland
yeah.
is a house show, like venue, like
yeah.
here.
It's like a basement.
Yeah. Yeah. It's in Boston or like Alston. And there's like, it's a basement that is so tiny. There's like pipes. Like if you touch some of those pipes that are exposed, like you will get third degree
burns. You light a fire, just explode.
No, yeah, you have to be like I don't know how that's safe, but anyway, the performers are like right in your face. Like you're right by them,
right there,
and you're like with your peers. So it's like it's funny. Like there are people that I see. Like Lex is like playing like, and he's like right there, like
right
like,
there. You could smell
yeah.
them.
It's like really fun though, because it makes it really intimate and
like yeah, it's like an experience.
Yeah,
I wouldn't call it a show.
Yeah,
it was like an experience with everyone.
Yeah, I don't know how you put background dancers.
Dude,
in
I had
it.
A 10-piece band. I had, because I was like, I want to make this big. I
she had
go
saxophone.
Big.
It was Florence. Fire. That was
I had
so
the,
good.
It was so small, but I put them in the audience. I wanted them to feel like a festival.
Yeah,
because I don't care. Like, if
yeah,
put me in an alley, I would make it a festival. Like, I find a way to make everything extra.
That's
like,
so good. Yeah,
but it was a fun show. It
yeah.
was. And I brought a DJ too.
Oh,
not
yeah.
just
wait, Chris was there,
Chris
right?
Chris was there.
Yeah, he opened. Okay, yeah.
A DJ
really
and a
fun.
10-piece band with background vocalists that also did choreography.
That weekend, my brother happened to be visiting. And like, I didn't know her at the time. And like, I saw you in like the elevator or something. And I was like, oh, you performed, right? And you were like, you were with that hot ass man. And I was like, that is my brother.
I was like... No, I'm not only talking
Adrian
about.
Adrian was like, who was that?
I was like,
God damn it.
Because he was so tall and like everyone.
Yeah, he doesn't look anything like Berkeley.
Yeah, I was like, you are not either Harvard. No, you're no. Like.
Mm-mm. Yeah, but that was funny. He did, like, he thought it was really fun. Like, it was cool seeing someone from like an outside That's perspective. Yeah. And he was like, because I don't know. I always wondered, like, am I missing out on the normal college experience? Yeah. But he was like, no, honestly, this was like one of the best weekends I've had. Like, he was like, this was better than some like weekends I've had like in my normal college life.
That's
like,
so cool.
Yeah. So so I don't know. That was really fun. And that was like the moment where I was like, okay, I like it here. I was like, hell yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. That was fun.
I feel like because like we fiend for parties, Berkeley students. Yeah. But like people that have parties all the time fiend for shows. Because you fiend for what we don't want.
Yeah.
Like what we don't have.
No, totally. Totally. What's your worst experience performing? Like, is there something that went wrong ever?
I can't really say much, but I did do a show and everyone hated each other.
No one
liked each other on the stage, and my friends were like, that was the most awkward show I've ever seen, because you could see it, you know what I'm saying?
Like on stage, it was
on
like,
stage you okay. could visibly see like eyes looking, people pushing, like people were just, it was such bad energy.
Ugh.
So it's just like,
yeah,
that's why whenever I do shows and stuff, I always cast people that I like friends with, their morals, talent. It's not just talent, but if you've got the connection.
Yeah. Everyone goes off each other's vibes. Like if someone brings in, mm-hmm. if the audience or like someone brings good energy, everyone's going to feed off of that. Yeah, for sure.
So that was for sure like,
okay.
It was like not a bad show.
Okay.
But the energy and the audience saw it.
Yeah.
You could see their camera.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So let's talk about like the future. Do you have any stuff coming out soon?
Yes.
Like, this is the time to plug yourself. I want to hear everything.
You guys got to listen. There's a song called Craving.
Okay.
It comes out October 23rd. That song has music videos, tons of publicity. It's going to be crazy. And I have a show October 14th at Boston Funk. It's going to have Mandy. She has
I don't think I know her, but
she's kind of like older semester, but her has a band intertwined in the same. But I'm insane. They're like famous in the Philippines, and like their band is insane. And Lauren Jean, my bae, she's gonna open too. She was on American Idol and has a beautiful, crazy voice. So crazy acts, you guys should go.
Okay, that's fun. When's the song coming? Wait, say those dates.
The
again?
Song is the song is coming out October 23rd.
Okay.
Music video coming out 30th.
Okay.
It's Halloween because the song's very Halloweenish.
Okay.
And the show is October 14th.
Okay. What's the song about? Can we talk about this? You can start talking. We can always cut any of this out.
I can't give too much details.
Okay.
I can't give too much details.
Give what you can. Give what you can.
Skip this question.
Okay. Skip the question.
This song is, I think you could hear it in the lyrics.
Okay, guys.
Just I think
you guys have to listen to the song.
Just a craving.
Yeah.
And I think that's pretty much it. I think it's the song is so
the title speaks for itself.
The title speaks for itself.
Okay. Okay, fair. Yeah. Fair. What was the first thing that happened where you felt like you needed to write a song about it? Like something really dramatic. The first time like something happened and you were like, I can't wait to write a song about this. It can be recently.
This song.
Oh, okay. Okay, this is like the first time you've ever written something that is like
no, but this song of your life. It was, I think, one of the most crazy experiences. I can't even say it right now, but I was my friend. It was like, I can't say the time frame because they'll know.
I feel like I keep digging. No, we can.
No,
skip
I can't do this. This song is so juicy. The story, but I can't for the public.
We can skip it. No, we
but
don't
just saying, my friend and I is like, so what's going on in life? Like, this would happen. Like, we need to make a song about this right now.
That's fun. And yeah,
it was like a really fun story.
That's good.
I think it's my favorite.
So you co-wrote this song?
Yes, with Gabby Ortega. Insane.
Nice.
This experience of this song has been amazing, but just crazy and chaotic.
Yeah.
But for sure, my favorite songs I've written in my entire life.
That's good.
Like the story behind it, which I can't say. You know, I'm just gonna leave this in the air. I don't think I'm ever gonna tell in public the story to people.
Fair.
It's like if you know, you know.
Okay, I'll cut out some of that other.
I'll put that. So I'll say like
if you know,
no,
you know.
If you know, you know.
Yeah.
Because the story's hidden.
Okay, sounds good. Okay, who is like, who? I don't know how to word this question. Which of like your best friends back home was like the most influential part of your music? Like, do you have like someone who you grew up with and are still close with and they're just like all in for you?
It was the opposite though.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I had the opposite. Like, I did have a best friend that you know, it didn't really end well. And that is the reason why I wrote music.
Okay.
Yeah. Which nice. Is crazy, which is the opposite.
You, yeah. Usually people are like, yeah, like I have this one person that just like no. stuck around and, mm-mm. okay.
That was that best friend that it just didn't go well and wish them the best, you know.
Yeah.
I don't have any hate for them.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I wish everything good for them. But yeah, during that time I was like, and I just yeah. wrote the song, like, yeah. and like less than a few hours, and I showed my producer. And I wrote that song. And
about them, yeah.
About them, and that's the reason why I wrote, like, they made me realize if that situation ever happened, I would never be in Berkeley. Yeah. So I'm like, thank you for hurting
yeah,
me.
That's
because you know what? I would have never been in Berkeley because I wrote that song yeah. about them, and I was like, wait, I love writing music.
Yeah, yeah. So it's the best, like, over-dramatizing everything,
yes,
too.
Yeah, it's a good
like,
brand.
But yeah, yeah. Because, like, I have songs that I've written about people, and it's not necessarily what they did. And, like, I had someone, like, text me and be like, is this about me?
And no, that's a good part because you have the leverage.
Yeah, it's so weird putting your life out on like public. Like, yeah. My mom's like, who's this written about? I'm like, mom, stop. I'm like, who? Okay, this is like a little popcorn thing. Who do you want me to interview next at Berkeley?
Laura Jean.
Laura Jean?
Yeah.
She explained her a little bit because I don't think I've met her. Yeah. I probably
no.
Have
she
her.
Was in Valencia. She was in Valencia.
Oh,
she
then
Valencia.
I definitely haven't met her.
No. But
okay.
Amazing soul. I mean, I'm rooming for her for a reason, like,
mm-hmm. And she's opening for you.
She like, is opening okay, for gotcha. me, but like her and Mandy, I've always wanted them to open me for like the rest of my life. Like,
yeah,
their music, I'm a big fan, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, there's people who could like their music at our school, but it's hard to be like a fan of their music, like actually,
yeah,
like,
totally.
Even if you didn't I didn't know you, like, you know. And she's those people, as soon as she walks in the room, she lights up the room, you know what I'm
oh,
saying?
Like, yeah, yeah,
she's like the not the yin and yang, but she balances, you know, because Adrian and I are very chaotic.
Yeah. And she's
that's
like,
that's the boy version of me.
Okay.
But
okay.
like, Lauren Jean just like really just balances us out, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
She's such a cool, genuine person, and her music's super sick, and she has so many cool stories, and she's a really cool person to talk to.
Have you guys collaborated on
yes.
anything?
We have okay. a song out called Living Life.
Oh, okay.
With Mandy.
Okay, okay.
Amazing. Both amazing artists.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right. And let's see. How much time?
That's fine. We can keep going.
Yeah, we can keep going.
You can just keep asking the right questions that you can cut here.
Okay.
I don't care. You can ask okay. anything. I'm
who,
open book.
Who would you want to collaborate with? They can be famous. They can be at Berkeley. They can be anybody.
Dream. I have top three. Can I see top three?
Yeah, go.
Timbaland, Pharrell Williams, and Beyonce.
I really wanted who'd to you? See Beyonce in concert.
I saw her.
You did? How was it?
Oh, my God. Girl, I'm not recovered.
I was gonna get her tickets, but they were too expensive. So I couldn't do it.
My sister bought it for me. She's my younger sister. How the hell?
She bought it for you?
Yeah, I have no money. And she was like, I got you, girl. I'm like, this is what I want to see.
Oh.
I was like,
oh, wait, yeah, I want to ask about your family.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I totally forgot about that. I ain't got no family. Yeah. Okay, so who? So you said you have a little sister?
Yes.
Okay, anybody else? Any other siblings?
I have my sister and my dog.
Okay. What type of dog?
She my sis, you feel me?
Yeah.
We got Lulu. She's cute.
Lulu? Aw, that's your dog's name?
Yeah.
My dog's name is Lucy.
Oh,
yeah,
it's
wait,
so
look
cute.
At this picture of her.
Oh.
I'll like answer right this. She's so funny. Okay,
my,
and
my mother and father.
How are mother and father?
Mother and father.
Were they always really supportive of?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
They were. But like, my dad's like, you better be famous right now. So I'm like, God, man.
Really?
I'm on this grind right now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Were they supportive of you coming to Berkeley? Like,
yes.
Did you know you wanted to go to music school, and were they like up for it? Or
I did not want to go to college, to be honest.
Okay.
But then I was like, why not just try for Berkeley? I know it's like music
yeah,
school.
Yeah.
Why not? And then I got in, and I was like, oh gosh. But then I got a scholarship. So if I didn't get a scholarship,
that's helpful.
I wouldn't be where I was. But
yeah,
that's what helped push me.
What'd you audition with?
I went for songwriting. So I went like three original songs, and I did Feeling Good. Most basic song in the world.
Okay.
And
yeah,
right.
I know that one.
Yeah.
It's a new day. It's new day. Such a good song. Have you heard, have you seen the America's Got Talent? Like the girl who like sang
oh,
it.
Oh, she
like,
ate.
I, there's one
Nina,
girl
Nina.
Who did it.
Yeah.
And it was just so.
So good.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
yeah.
I know that song.
How many songs do you have out?
Out is like seven songs.
Okay. I meant to do like a deep dive and like ask you questions about each one, but I totally forgot. So
no, wait, we can take it down.
Okay, what's like, what's your favorite one that's out like lyrically?
Lyrically,
yes.
Oh, that's out. Mm-hmm.
And does it have any like juicy tea?
Lyrically, I think my greatest lyrics, like for sure, like more poetry is like Ghoul, because like that one. But I think the one that's just, I just love this song so much is Interchange. Like, ah, bodies in a. I just love that one.
I love that, that one. Song. That, I do remember
just,
that
it really
one.
It's just like, yeah. It's just like, I can't curse here, right? No.
No, you can curse.
Okay. Which is about fucking shit up.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Just having fun with your friends. Like, yeah. Even though it's like nothing deep, it's just like, there's so many, I hate how they're like trying to pursue songwriters to be all sad. It's like, no, it's. Make music.
I agree. Yeah.
Make you want to shake your butt. Like, yeah, I want to be that artist that when they're sad, they put me on. Like,
yeah. I love your whole branding with like you want to be like the bad bitch. Like,
yeah.
You're there to party. Like, yeah. Because there's like every single type of songwriter. There's like the sad, the happy, yeah.
Which
like,
is okay.
Yeah.
Is okay.
Yeah.
For me,
yeah.
I'm like,
you
nah.
Love to uplift. Revive. Like, yeah. Yeah. Make everybody feel sexy, honestly. Like, I listen to your songs, I'm like bumping. Yeah. That's the one I particularly remember. Yeah.
Yes, that's that my one, favorite one. Yeah. It's like, whenever I get sad, you know what I blast? House music. It'll be 7 o'clock in the morning. House music. Just like art, like just hype music. I just like, I feel like,
yeah,
I'm,
yeah.
Like, I'm back. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. One time I was having like a little panic attack at Nettie's house, my bestie. Uh-huh. And I was like, oh my God, oh my God. And she's like, wait, I know what to do. Put this house song on. I was like, okay, anyways, I'm back.
You're
anyways,
like, I'm back.
I'm back.
What's your favorite like pregame song?
Losing It. that's such a classic, but that okay, song just okay. Eat. I know it's yeah. A basic song, but like.
No, it's fire though. Like, it's good. Yeah.
Like I know when I want the world to, when the world ends. I don't want the world to end, but if the world ends.
You want that song playing
that
in the background.
That song is going to be playing. That's the last song we're playing.
What?
Like go hard.
Yeah,
go
yeah.
Go hard.
Yeah.
Like the world ends.
Pfft. Yeah.
Like you just go. Like yo, I'm like, hey.
That's just like my dying wish. Is to
my dying wish. I even said like
it.
At my funeral, yeah. When you bring my bodies,
play Losing It.
I play Losing It, and I said I want people voguing to Beyonce's album.
Yeah.
Next to my dead
yeah,
body.
Yeah.
And then I want to throw like a crazy rager, and like everyone gets glasses, sings Zesty.
Okay.
That is how I want to go.
You should do that for your merch.
Merch? Oh yeah.
Are you gonna do? Oh, do you have merch?
I don't have merch, okay. But I do want to do with the glasses and put Zesty on the side. That's
that
just
would
my
be
whole.
Sick.
Yeah, the glasses thing is my whole thing. Sick. And yeah. For sure, like, I made a song called Take Me to the Party. I'm just like the person just like,
yeah.
I guess call me if a club promoter was a musician.
okay. You should be a club promoter.
Dude, you're right.
Like, no, exactly. Who's your biggest inspiration? Did I already ask you this?
I said what artists you collaborate, but inspiration.
Inspiration. What
Beyonce.
Okay, I was gonna say Beyonce.
Beyonce.
Did you see her daughter like dance?
Blue Ivy.
Was she? Oh,
and the dance like.
It's so cute. She's like so.
So good.
She's so like.
She gets
happy
better
that her
and better.
Daughter's
better.
Like yeah. I know. How old is she? She's like 11, right?
11, 12. Like I forgot. Exactly.
Okay.
I should
okay.
Know this,
I thought she was like 15, and
no.
Someone was like, "No, she's like
a child.
She's tiny.
You're a child. Like you are a child on stage.
You're literally a child. Like, and you're like touring in stadiums and like.
You are literally learning multiplication.
Yeah.
Like what? At the age I was yeah. Making like iMovies.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I don't think I knew what sex was.
Oh no.
Like, and she's like performing on huge ass stages.
It's
so
wild.
Funny.
It's wild.
Let's go back to Berkeley. So okay. I want to hear like what are you studying? What mm-hmm. like what classes are you taking? Because mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of people don't know. Like my friends are like, what do you,
what
even,
do, you do there?
What do you do? Like
that's
are you just
so
singing
true.
All day? So yeah, what just go.
Okay, awesome. So I'm studying for music production mm-hmm. and songwriting. But my classes right now are so my core.
Are you doing IRP?
I wish. I would.
What are you doing?
I regret this so much. I did professional music, not to bash on them, but I wish I did IRP because like you do more.
Can't you still change into it?
But I have to like take, I'll be here longer.
Oh.
So my girl, I'm trying
okay.
to get out.
Okay.
I'm trying to get
I'm
out.
I'm doing like, IRP. So,
I know I
yeah.
switch, but.
Yeah. Okay, anyway, keep going.
I would say, oh yes, my classes are just like songwriting classes, even like kind of like movement and musicians, but the other ones are like, you know, the core classes, like ear training, and people don't know that. It's like they'll play you a song, you gotta like literally write the rhythm and the like everything.
Reading sheet music, awful.
All the stuff, and they'll give you a song, and like, all right, make this a jazz, arrange this to a funk song. You know, like it's like, yeah. People think music school is like super easy, but it's like, it's so much more.
There's a lot that goes into it. Yeah.
So much. Even yeah. harmony. Oof.
Yeah, and like running your own artist project on top of it is like so overwhelming.
And that's the thing with the issue with like some like Berkeley faculty, they'll be like pursuing you, like don't write music, don't do shows, like try to focus on school. I'm like, girl,
this is why we're here. Point. Like, we're starting our career right now.
Right now. Yeah. And it's not like we have to be a lawyer or a doctor. Like, okay, here's my degree. Here's like, no, this is our degree is our social media. What have you done?
Yeah.
What shows have you done? How involved are you? Like, this is our time to be collaborating, making music, putting like just locking in. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Are you collaborating with a lot of people right now?
Yes.
Okay.
Right now I'm going to do a house song with Chris. We're going to do some house. Hopefully, I don't know. I'm going to for sure do it with way more people, but I'm going to do now more of a solo artist right now because I have to do a lot of collaboration with a lot of artists.
Gotcha, yeah.
But it's...
What, like, producers are you collaborating with? Is there anyone that you want to, like, plug that maybe I can interview?
Filano's insane.
Okay.
Like, and Moz is insane.
Yeah.
Chris is insane. What's I've worked with? Emery. Emery's insane. I mean, all the producers I've worked with, all of them...
Everyone here is so talented.
So talented, yeah.
Everyone has, like, a different perspective on anything. Like, right now, I'm in the Billboard 100 Club, and, like, I went to, like, two meetings last year. But this year, like, I kind of want to be all in and, like, meet people through it. And, like, we're all, like, talking about what we do and, like, what's our favorite things. Yeah. Like, everyone has so many different perspectives. Yeah. Like, we're showing our demos, and so many people are saying different things. Like, change this high end, but someone will be like, no, like, bump the bass a little bit. Like, yeah, it's cool.
It's so cool, and that's the thing, like, with Berkeley, like, there's no way to, I mean, for me, I never will get, like, you know, like, how can you not want to appreciate talent? You know, how do you not want to collaborate? We're not competition. That's the thing. People are like, oh, we're, like, competition. You're not. You're not. If you take it that way, you can't make it alone, like, in this in this industry. We're all together. Where's your producers? Where's your BGVs? Where's your everything? We're a whole team.
Yeah.
If I see a talented person, like, I want to work with you.
Yeah, yeah.
How would you want to be like, ugh.
No. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I feel like, I don't know, I love seeing talent. I'm, like, begging to see talent when I'm here.
Who or what, like, house show was your favorite? Like, because, like, freshman year, we were kind of, like, getting the vibes of everybody. Like, is there anyone that you saw that was, like, fucking amazing?
Retrograde. I literally... Everyone that I...
What's her first name?
Francesca.
Francesca. Okay.
Insane.
I met her at the Billboard Club, and she showed her demo. Love them.
Insane.
They're
so
great.
Because, I mean, it's very hard. I mean, it's okay because everyone's still finding their sounds, but a lot of people do sound very similar, but they have their own sound. Like, that's...
Yeah, yeah.
It's so funny because everyone I'm naming that I, like, love their music and stuff, I was like, I feel so honored that I worked with them. I made a song with Francesca, like, a psychedelic song.
That's really
fun. Yeah. Intercosmic Mind.
I did hear that. Yeah, Cosmic Mind. It was you, her, and who else?
Emery.
That's right.
Yeah,
right.
He's insane. Yeah, it's just, like, exactly. That's what I do. Like, everyone that I listed, like, everyone, like, I've seen them, and I just worked with them because I'm like, I just want to work with you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's what I did. Her band, insane. It was an experience. It wasn't a show.
Yeah. Love it. Okay. Are there any, like, what are your big dreams and goals for, like, where do you see yourself? Do you want to, like, dream big, like, stadium? Do you love the studios? Like, what's your favorite thing about music, and what do you want
to
do?
For sure, I would love to be a big artist.
Yeah.
And I would love to also, like, I love creative producing. I love acting. And just basically all the entertainment industry. I'm not just one thing. I, like, love doing tons of stuff, even screenwriting and making music. I mean, yeah, I love all that stuff. I think I like to be everything.
You want
to
do everything?
Yeah, I
kind of,
like, I guess, like, Olivia Rodrigo, how she kind of, like, sings and then acts and does stuff like that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
That type of stuff. Like, that's the stuff I would love to do, like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have a music video that's out, right?
No, but
it's
coming
not out.
I have no music videos. Was my first one.
I thought you had one. Maybe I'm thinking of Christians.
Yes, Christians.
Because
sure.
You were in that, right?
Yes, I was in
okay.
that. Yeah.
And then
so
she is in some short films and stuff.
Yes,
okay.
I do acting with short films. Okay. But for sure, October 30th, Halloween.
Okay.
Is the music video.
That's right.
When
oh
the
my
crazy music
okay,
video comes
okay.
out.
Okay, okay. I'm gonna edit this so I don't sound dumb.
Don't worry. Well, like,
I like forget everything. Okay. Well, I think we're actually, we're done on time. But thank you so much for meeting with me. It feels like way too formal. I'm Coco. This is Zessie. Thank you for talking to me. Everybody check out her music. It's literally just Z-E-S-I, right?
Z-E-S-I.
Yeah.
It's like Zesty, but like.
Yeah. What's like the top song that they could look up? Are there other Zessies on Spotify?
No. Not things like Z-E-S-I, no.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I don't think so.
Well, check her out. Listen to her stuff. Like, what's your Instagram? Plug yourself.
@Zessie. dot music.
Okay, perfect. Very simple. And check out all our stuff, support, and if anyone has any recommendations of who I should interview,
who's gave next?
Some others, but yeah, I have some people that I already reached out to and I'm hoping want to. So yeah. All right. Bye.
Bye.